So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries. GeraldandYvette.com. GeraldandYvette.com is our website. I'm on the couch and I'm about to give you a tip. I'm the author of Help of the Help Meet Book and Workbook. Now, I know a lot of you are on prayer with me and a lot of you have my prayer book, but there's some work that needs to be done in the Help Meet role. Yes, we definitely have to pray, but we also have to make sure we understand the role that God has given us as helpmates that are suitable. So I'm going to need you all to get it together. Either get back in the book or get yourself the book and the workbook. Don't miss it. You know, don't miss it. All right. So help for the help meet, God's strategies. You need strategies. You need scriptures. You need to understand the help meet role in all seasons. Let me tell you, my husband needs a very different help meet now than he did when he was on drugs. My husband needs a very different help meet than he did when he was battling mental illness, when he was battling perversion. My husband needs a different help meet. Same role, same spouse. Totally different understanding, totally different needs. So you have to make sure you're keeping up. Don't, this is what I get a lot of. We got reconnected, we got restored, and now, yeah, because you need to be a different helpmeet in different seasons. So get to work. Don't message me unless you plan on getting to work. Okay, so let me give you a tip. So today I'm coming out of our workbook. Our workbook is so important to get back to. Put the date in the workbook so that you will see that your answers are shifting. Your answers can change because of the season, because you've grown, because your marriage can be in a different place. Maybe you weren't married and you're preparing for marriage and now you have someone you're dating. All of this can shift and change your answers. So when you get your book, that's why there's lots and lots of lines so that you can put the date and change your answers may change. Your answers may change. Yeah, my mentees know, messaging me unless you're ready to work. I'm going to give you some work. I'm going to say, get your resources out. Have you read your book? Are you studying the help me role? Are you decreeing? Are you declaring? Do you have a mentor? Do you understand spiritual warfare? I'm going to ask you all of that. It's 600 broadcasts. Get to them. Yeah, get to them. It's just work to do. I got to do the work. If I got to do the work to be a help me that's suitable, I think you know. That's right. But I promise God never fails us when we put in the work. He doesn't fail us when we put in the work. Nope. He does not. So you got to use your resources. All right. So I'm in the workbook. Go with me using the workbook. All right. Have you given God a yes? In all of these areas. Whoa. Sometimes we give God a yes. Like, okay, Lord, I'm going to give you a yes. And I'm going to stay in this marriage. And then you don't give him a yes with anything else. Lord, let me, my book drop. That. You know how I know? Because I stayed in my marriage and I thought that was enough. I thought God was going to be all mushy. Like, oh, thank you so much. He was like, if you're not going to grow in your faith, if you're not going to decree and declare, if you're not going to help my son, you're no use to me. So staying is not impressing me. I thought I was impressing God because I stayed. I found out he had work for me to do. So I'm going to tell you ahead of time, he's got work for you to do. Just staying is, yeah, not it. All right. So have you given God a yes in the following areas? Jesus. So it's a couple areas. I want you to take a little sip after we think about it. And I want you to process. Did I really give God a yes in this area? Now, I may have given God a yes and slipped a little bit and I got to get back on it. Or I may not have given God a yes and I need to. Which is it? Which is it? So have you given God a yes in respect? for your king continuously? I took two sips and two gulps. I need you to give him a yes. A whole yes with an exclamation point. Absolutely. I gave God a yes. I'm respecting him in all areas at all times because it's in the Bible. If you're giving him respect when you think he deserves it, get back. Don't call me. Get your resources. Okay. Number two. Did you give God a yes in honor? Oh. Whoa. Give him a yes, and I honor you no matter where you are. No matter where you are, I'm learning to honor you. Let me also share. This is one thing that I get a lot of questions, and I understand the questions. I get it. I tease you guys. I ask all the same questions. You get a you separated if you happen to be separated. Some people can be separated but still live in the same house. Ask me how I know. So you can be separated and you say, well, I don't know how to respect him because he's not here. Oh, really? Because I bet you could probably think of 45,000 things that you were not respectful for before he left, or he might still be there. And you can start preparing yourself to go through the exact same thing that you went through before, because you will. So a spouse doesn't return and you just, you know, blink, no new stuff. You're basically gonna find your way back to those same things. So work on how you would have respected differently previously, things that happened before, things that you know are going to come around again, and get yourself prepared. One of the worst things you can do is say, I'll do that when I find my king. I'll do that when he comes home. I'll do that when he gets out of jail. I'll do that when he stops being in a relationship with somebody else. You most likely won't be ready. God may open the door and you won't be suitable because you won't be ready. Because let me tell you something, the people who legitimately are doing this, they'll tell you, it's hard work and it's not natural for most of us. Did you give God a yes in praying for your husband? Now, most of us pray for our husband, but let me share, not just praying so he can do whatever you want him to do and be however you want him to be and act the way you want him to act. I mean, pray like for what he needs. Pray for where he's going. Pray because you're standing in a gap for him and his needs and his calling and who God called him to be. Did you give God a yes to pray for him? Meet me on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can say yes to that. Get my prayer book. Help me prayers for the kings, and you can say yes to that. Did you give God a yes to serve your husband? Oh, Lord of mercy. Whoa. You know how to serve. You know how to serve him. Not just his plate at dinner time. I mean serve. I mean submit. I mean, sir. Oh. Oh, number five. Oh, Lord. Did you give God a yes in patience? I don't hear y'all. You gave him a yes in patience. You gave God a yes in I'm going to be patient with this reconciliation. I'm gonna be patient while you're sending me a king. I'm gonna be patient when he's still doing some stuff I don't want him to do. I'm gonna be patient when he gets on my lap. I'm gonna be patient. Yeah, I got it, God. I'm gonna be patient. I got a yes. Because I'm going to help meet that suitable, and we give God the yes. We give God a yes, and the king benefits from it, but it's a yes. All right. Woo! Number six. Who came up with this list? Oh, me. Sorry. Holy Spirit. Well, who am I kidding? I didn't come up with this stuff. Woo! Number six. God said, did we give him a yes and long suffering? Why did I put my drink down? I need it. Did you give him a yes and long suffering? Some of y'all need to stop telling the story. Yes. Okay. Long suffering is biblical. So this reconciliation might take a long, this deliverance might take a long, finding the right, God sending me the right king might take a long, I might have to give God a yes. And long suffering. I didn't just start praying 4 months ago and I expect my king, who's 45 years old, to be different tomorrow. Oh. Yeah, because he needs deliverance. I was like, Lord, this, I'm not done. He's like, he needs to be delivered from drugs, alcohol, perversion, mental illness, and childhood trauma. Did you really think he was going to be delivered in one day? Oh, long suffering. I can't put my glass down. Whoo, Jesus. I'm drinking the Celsius, y'all. Lord, help. I'm with y'all. All right, we're not even done with the list yet. Did you give God a yes in submission? Again and again and again, when he picks and makes a decision you don't like, when he makes a decision that's wrong, just flat out wrong, do you know how to react and still be submitted and know how to pray for? When he's doing something you don't think, did you give God a yes? Not your spouse, because this is, again, this is us giving God a yes. Okay. We're on number seven. Number eight, did you give God a yes and stay peaceable? Drink twice. Don't even play with me. I may need some more of this. Y'all, we can stay on set for a while. Can you stay peaceable? That means a soft answer that turns away the wrath. That means walking around your house without an attitude in your face. That means your whole body language is speaking peace. It's got to surpass all understanding. Whew. And then number nine. Did you give God a yes to forgive again and again? And again. I'm thinking most of us need to spend some time on the workbook. What do you think? What do you think? Because I want Holy Spirit to talk to us. Which of those areas do I need to spend some more time? Which of those areas do I need to decree and declare? Which of those areas do I need to find some scripture to speak over myself? Which of those areas do I need to say, God, I need to renew my yes? If you're suitable, you're renewing your yes all the time. Because I'm worried about people who think, oh yeah, I said yes to all those things before and I've never gone back. Never? Wow. Okay. Even when you see stuff you don't, you're good, like every time? Okay. Just saying. I put the work in. I got to remind myself. I got to wake up and think about it. I got to go to bed and think about it. I got to sip a little bit. I got to read a little bit. I got to decree over myself. I got to lay hands on myself. I got to anoint myself. I got to put the work in to stay in a continual yes. So we don't need to act like this is not something we need to review. because we live in a body. And even Jesus said, can this cup pass? It must have been looking at, can this cup pass? Because this feels like a cross. It's a cross. A whole cross. But it's worth it. But it's the Bible. All those things are expectations of us as believers. All those things are expectations of us as helpmates that are suitable. All those things are in the Word of God. But all of those things take work. And we don't get to say because he did this or that, because it's in the Bible and we got to do it. And we don't get to say, well, I'm mad or I'm hurt or what about me and all of that. Get in your word, because all of those words need to be spoken over your heart, your mind, your whole spirit. Go back and check yourself. Because what the enemy would love to do is get an open door. See, all of those areas open the door for the enemy if we don't keep giving God a yes. If we don't keep giving God a yes and forgiveness and peace and submission, we'll open the door and all of a sudden, boom. Have you ever done something? You know good and well you shouldn't have. You didn't stop yourself. Yeah. Let's get, so if you don't have the book and the workbook, I don't even know how to help. I'm trying to give you the help for the help meet. Get your book and your workbook on our website. And if you already have it, put it back to work. If you already have it, get back to work and never stop working. Yeah, this is, well, he came home, so I didn't, wrong. Well, he moved out, so I stopped, wrong. So we're doing really good, so I stopped, really wrong. I've been reconciled for almost 10 years and I got to put a whole lot of work in. Just saying. It's a good place to start. And then get yourself something more to sip, because you got to give God a yes. And here's the tip for the day. Don't just assume. Ask God if you're doing pretty good. Ask God. Ask God. Because you know what? I thought I was doing pretty good until I asked God. He wanted me to do a little better. Yeah. I just spent the whole weekend, the whole last week doing better. I was like, God, how am I doing with this? And let me give you a list of things you need to. Yes, sir. Because I know you want me to be suitable in this season, not last season. Because God's going to make sure I'm ready for where my husband is going, not where he is. Ooh, that's worth a sip right there. God's going to make me suitable for where my king is going. My PPK is going, not where he is. And I don't know what that is. I don't always know what's necessary. So I got to give God a yes based on what he knows, not what I know. Ooh. He had me this weekend and last week. Whoa, Lord Jesus. But I'm glad I asked. I'm glad I'm prepared. I don't want to be behind. I'm not trying to keep fighting the devil. I want to get ahead of the devil. And that's a whole different thing. If you don't know spiritual warfare, you better get in the army. Get somewhere. Get yourself some help. Pull down some strongholds. Cast out some devils. Crush some generational curses. That pity pat stuff's not going to work for most of you. Woo-wee. For most of you, you need to learn something. All right, so go to our website, check out the mentoring program, the Help Me Army. My Lord, when I tell you the Help Me Army is coming, just going to the next level. So proud of them. So awesome. They're learning so much. They're pulling down so much. They're getting so much freedom, so much knowledge in the Help Meet role. I'm excited about where the Help Meet Army mentoring program is going. So if you want to consider the Help Meet Army something to pray about, there is a great interview from my one of my leaders, Special Ops, Nakia. It's on the website and you'll get all your answers. You'll be able to find out all about the mentoring program, and that way you'll be able to pray and ask God, is this the mentoring program for me? Is this what I need? Is this how I'm going to get through this? Is this how I'm going to get stronger? Is this how I'm going to learn to pull down strong? Is this how I'm going to get help my husband through these drugs, through this perversion, through this affair? Is this how I need to learn? Is this how I'm going to make it so I stay suitable, so I stay saved? Lord have mercy. Because sometimes you wonder if you're even saved. Because certain situations that make you act like you don't know Jesus. Or is it just me? Oh, my husband was, I was acting like I didn't know Jesus sometimes. I had to get myself together. That was for somebody. Somebody's acting like they don't know Jesus. But get yes. So all those things, did you say yes to salvation? Because if you were like me, I was acting a whole crazy person. I was like, I'll kill you if I'm like, oh, Lord, I'm saved. Let me get myself together. Ooh, I'm just honest. The rest of y'all telling stories. All right. Not everybody feels that way, but I'm a little aggressive. I had to get it together. I wasn't pleasing God. God, I was telling on him and God was like, what the way you're acting. I need you to be suitable. All right. Y'all laughing because some of y'all know he was acting a whole and we justified it. Who are you talking to? Mm-mm. That didn't please God. I was like, God, did you see that? Did you? He said, what I saw was how you talked to him. What I saw was how you didn't forgive him. What I saw was bitterness and anger. What? Had to get suitable. Who tell the truth, shame the devil? Tell him, hey, I'm real. You cannot get help from God lying about where you are and what you know and what you don't know and what you're doing and not doing, or making the excuse that he's doing this and so I get to do that. No. No, God is not interested. Ooh, Lord, God is not interested. He'll ask you what you're doing. That changed my whole life. And allow me to grow up in the spirit. I mean, grow all the way up.